What's up, y'all? I'm Lulu. This is the Lulu with Lulu. I have BK Watts here with me, behind the plan.
Yeah.
And I just had him come on because I just want to give him his props. You know, he is the man behind a lot of people's plan. I've seen him working. He got multiple people using his services. I'm not a hater, so if you thinking about getting involved, you know, he is the person. I add him on my Instagram. But yeah, BK, so tell people what you do.
Everything except backflips, pretty much. I do everything entertainment. I throw events. I coordinate events. That's how I started my company. So that's always going to be the base of what Pro 3 is. And then I branched into podcasting, doing my own show. My show started in March of 21. Then by the time we got to May, I linked up with other podcasters. We launched a network. That's when the Pro 3 Network became the second division of the company. And since then, it's been events, podcasting, and then I'm also an artist. So, you know, when you check the page,
yeah, y'all, he like drawing, making bitches.
I like drawing what I get paid to draw. So,
look at his Instagram, y'all gonna see a lot of.
So this is the thing. So when I first started getting into realism, like real people trying to draw, I put up a post and asked. Cause I didn't want to go to school to take figure classes. That was too much.
You ain't never thought about tattooing?
I design tattoos for people all the time.
But never put it on the skin.
No. Cause then you gotta go through that phase of being shitty. And you know what I'm saying? So like, as good as I am at on paper art already, it's like then I can't have a bunch of niggas walking around like, yeah, I mean it's a wash tattoo, but you just started, you know. No, I don't want niggas saying that. No, I'm cool. So yeah, I just jumped right into the realism. I had a homie volunteer, and she like an influencer. So she like 400,000 followers, something crazy like that. So she volunteered. I drew her, posted it, and then that shit went through the roof. So that's how all of a sudden all these chicks started hitting me like, me next. So it wasn't my plan, and it was just like, I'm not gonna argue with y'all if y'all got the bread and they be paying. So
right. See, you know, I'm a small town person, so it's like, you know, I'm just getting out here, but that's because I went through my healing journey. So, you know, now it's like, now I want to help pour into other people. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have been real quiet and real calm and real just humble because I just don't want to give off the wrong, you know, information. But my show, I'm here to talk about is delusional topics. I mean, we going from generational curses all the way to how they affect us now in relationships, real life, like, you know, the things that people are afraid to talk about. I'm an open book. We gonna sit here and get comfortable. Y'all see, I got my socks on. So it's one of them situations where I feel it's a comfortable, you know, space. So if you want to tap in, you know, let me know you feeling like coming in. I want people who also started from the bottom, got businesses now. How you get from being a A1, like, level, like, I was bad back in the day, you know, and I was terrible. And I went through a lot of different phases. I didn't know if I wanted to do hair, if I wanted to, you know, make clothes. Like, I had too many things that I figured, like, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. Because we young, we still trying to figure our way out, you know what I'm saying? So, it's like, right. What can I do, like, now, you know what I'm saying? So, I went to Ohio Media School because a lot of people was like, oh, you should get in the radio. You know, you funny, Lou. You be always having some little funny-ass shit. Like, laughing and cracking jokes is my therapy. You know what I'm saying? Pouring into other people is what I want to do because when I was going through some things, it was people there to pour into me, but I wasn't listening. Mm-hmm. And I'm here to, like, just give it to you how it's real. Like, just, we going to just, I ain't about to sugarcoat it. You know, I'm trying to work on my cussing. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you better than me. I ain't trying to work on shit. Cause
I'm just saying, like, you know,
flavory,
I'm a real
cuss
nigga
word.
Like, at the end of the day, like, I ain't here to be on no fake shit. I ain't here to, you know what I'm saying? I want to just tap in with people and, you know, get an experience of where they came from, what their background is, where they started at. You know what I'm saying? Like, what was their childhood like?
I feel you. No. What's hard is that you said that you went through your healing journey. And it's funny because it's like, I was talking to somebody a couple weeks ago, and Dog was asking me about my female clients who got pods. And he is like, every chick that got a podcast either healing. he said they podcast either about healing, it's about dick, or it's about healing from dick. And I was like, And I thought about it hard. I was like, okay. And then you came on and said, you went through your healing journey already. So your podcast is not about to be you getting on here and being like, so I'm in the process of healing. I'm trying to. No, you said you already done healed.
I took the time off. I took that. People kind of thought, like, for a minute that was cool with me. Like, what's up with her? Like, why is she acting weird? Like, and it was like, I got to go into this hole. And people don't sometimes understand it because they don't notice the signs that's there. Like, I always tell people, God show us so many different things in so many ways that we don't pay attention.
Right.
So it was like, I kept falling into these bad situations, you know what I'm saying? Car failing, you know, couldn't go figure out if I want to be in my marriage or if I wanted to stay. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was a lot of things. So, you know, taking a year off from a lot of shit and being able to sit in silence and actually get back to me, or at least getting to know me at a different angle or as a different person. Like, for me, I'm just not the same person. And there's a lot of people that be like, you still ain't cool with that person? You still ain't spoke to them? I'm okay with the distance. I'm okay with, you know what I'm saying, the energy not being right at that time. You know what I'm saying? I separated my situations because I had to find myself. And certain things that I seen that I was okay with friends doing, I had to realize, like, do you really want to be around somebody who always just got stupid shit happening and doing stupid shit? And you know what I'm saying? Knowing what you telling a friend is not, this ain't right. But it's like, I'm telling you this, but I'm still fucking with you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I just was like, you know what? I'm going to back up because you need your space and I need mine. Because it was a lot of things that I couldn't focus on because I'm listening to your situations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think a lot of people want to hear about this marriage.
I ain't gonna lie to you, I ain't know nothing about that. So, caught me off guard.
Well, it's a divorce. I mean, it's not nothing no more, but a lot of people, you know, they judge the situation. They don't know. You know, a lot of people thought it was fake. Yes, I was married 7 years, you know what I'm saying? And the whole marriage, the husband was in prison. You know what I'm saying? No, he was not a pen pal. This is not what we didn't meet through fucking social media and all that. No, this was not that kind of situation.
That's crazy.
You know, me and the nigga had at least 15 years of knowing each other. You know what I'm saying? Knew him before he went in. You know, the circumstance of the situation is I was going through a bad breakup. And it was crazy that a man in prison could do more for me than nigga on the streets. So, you know, we get a little bit more into that, you know.
Yeah, that's down the line, you know what I'm saying? That's down the line. Y'all tune in, making sure y'all, you know what I'm saying, watching that delusion.
But it's a lot of y'all that's nosy as fuck, okay? Because I get the messages in my DM and I be real nice about it. But I'm going to let y'all have y'all moment because y'all want to know. And I said I'm going to open up. This is my space to open up. I don't do that shit on social media, but y'all going to see it now because I'm podcasting and talking about it. And again, I'm healed, so.
Right. Yeah, that's already done.
Yeah.
That's cool. No, so, okay, so you finished media school?
Yes, I went got to out of there. Media school. Finally got a divorce.
Got situated. All right, that's cool.
So, you know, 2024 my year, you know what I'm saying?
Turn up one
time. I'm trying to make this shit like Oprah, you know? I want to buy you a car, you know? But I really just want people to feel open. Like, you know, a lot of things that I say on social media, a lot of people DM me and be like, girl, the shit that you say, it's a lot of people who are afraid to say it. And I'm afraid to say things like that, but you just got an easy way of feeling it. You know what I'm saying? I have no filter.
I mean, the thing is, I can see it being good and bad, but I tell people all the time, it's just, bro, just say it. Especially in this setting, because at the end of the day, even if it's...
show open space.
It should be, but even if you do say something that is like, after the fact, it's like, all right, I crossed the line low key. I shouldn't have said that. Like, or I don't really feel like that. Nigga, this shit pre-recorded. We can edit. Right. We can cut that shit right the fuck up out of there. But right. Initially though, I want to see it be real and honest and pure. So
yeah.
I try to tell everybody. So to have somebody just come on with your mindset to say, yeah, no, it's just, it ain't no filter. I'm just going to say it. Man, I just be wanting more of that. I feel like people be fighting so hard to be reserved and bite their tongue about shit that it hinder the content.
I'm not uncomfortable with no situation or discussion. You know what I'm saying?
Either, so.
I'm open to it. I mean, if I feel, because my energy will let me know. If I feel that, you know, it's a little overboard or it's cutting a couple of lines, I'm going to address it and tell you, like, we just ain't going to go there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But in certain situations, like, this is an open discussion. Talk about how you got your business. You went here, you went there, you went through this, you know what I'm saying? How did you get to where you are now? Is that, you know what I'm saying? Like, people don't understand, like, not necessarily can you be healed, but how did you get where you at now? You know what I'm saying? How did you let the negative shit stay out the way to stay positive on the straight line, you know what I'm saying, to get your goals? Like, you know?
Absolutely.
It's a lot of people in the black community that I think, in a sense, are afraid to step out their comfort zone. You know, a lot of people, they stuck in the city, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people got certain ways, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, we let a lot of things control us, and we don't, you know, we get scared, or we hear people telling us, no, don't do this, you know what I'm saying? So what did they have to do? What did you have to do to kind of say, you know what, fuck what they talking about, I'm still going to do what I want to do?
I feel you. That mindset is small for sure. It's a lot of city mindset. Just niggas in general. But the wild part is, it's like we got access to the world now, and somehow, some way, people still be locked in to one little spot. And it's like, bro, you gotta just be ready to expand. And if you're not ready to expand everything about yourself and everything about what you got going on, like, it's cool if you want to just be a regular nigga. Be a regular nigga.
Right.
Ain't nothing wrong being a regular nigga. There are regular people. Like, there have to be regular niggas in order to be have extraordinary niggas.
You know, they be posting, like, shit like that. Like, sometimes people be not understanding. They be like, oh, you a thug. You know, it's okay not to be a thug and be, you know, a straight-A student to get good grades. And, you know what I'm saying? Like, and that's what's messed up. Like, shit. Yeah, I mean, after hearing what I seen and heard today about the shit that happened on the health line, I can't fake that. That shit is terrible, you know? And then it's like, us as parents, I don't even think kids get their ass whooped no more.
Not for real.
Ain't no bells being, you feel me? The kids post up, dog, with you. I got a 15-year-old, and one thing I can say is I love our relationship. Yeah, we get irritated with each other, for sure. Yeah, we yell and fuss at each other, you know what I'm saying? But see, my daughter, she's level-headed.
Right.
And I'm a fly off the fucking handle, you know what I'm saying? So I got her, and it's like, okay. She be like, Mom, you have to learn some patience sometimes. Mom, can you please not yell at me? Talk to me with your inside voice. Like,
that's crazy. Know?
So it's like, I respect it, because sometimes our kids be, you know, our parents in a sense. You know what I'm saying? They straighten us up, because it be like, okay, you know, I don't want you to flip out because I'm yelling and I'm mad, but I do got to respect that you want to hear me at a lower tone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
I be trying not to be that super aggression in it. I always, in my head, I always knew how I was going to be as a parent. Mm. You know what I mean? Like, because in my head, I always felt like I was going to have a son and show him man shit. How to be a man. How to treat a woman. How to carry yourself. How to fight. You know, right. So on and so forth. And ended up with a daughter.
Right.
And it was like, oh, nigga, none of this applies. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that'd be a lot of men, though.
Oh, yeah.
They be ready, like, to be all the son.
So ready.
So like, yeah, my son, he gonna dress like this. And then when they find out, it's like, yeah, just how they be feeling, like, them gender reveals and people be getting the weird reactions.
Oh, yeah. I never in my fucking life forget mine and knowing. And man, I'm
like,
talking
I feel
about
like that shit is new. Like, I'm 35. Come on now. Like, back in the day, we ain't doing no fucking gender reveals. We see you at the baby shower. Okay.
That's when we did it. That's when we like. Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all revealed at the baby shower.
Yeah.
A baby shower where people could bring either or.
No, we didn't do like some weird extravagant as like some type of that was stupid. That shit always weird to me. But it's like, all right, whatever. That's cool. But. Yeah, when I found out, like, it was, I had to check my face, because I know
it's different.
My face, Like, I can say anything I want, but my face is going to be the actuality. Yep. So I was like, whew, I had to, like, you know what I'm saying? But everybody getting in the room could tell I was, like, disappointed as fuck. Like, damn.
Everybody for me was like, we hope you get a girl. So she can see how you get the same treatment. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You gave us. We hope you have a girl. And it was like, it's so crazy because I heard my daughter argue with the other day on the phone. Calling to find out what she want for dinner because I'm out and about and I'm like, okay, well, I ain't coming home to cook, so what you want? You know, she on the phone dogging somebody. She got the iPad here and on the phone with me. So I'm on FaceTime like, hello, you know. I mean, dogging them. And I'm just, the words that was coming out of her mouth, I said, that ain't nothing but me. I can't even be mad. Like, you feel me?
Yeah.
It's me. It's
no, for sure. For how much my baby is me, like even though I didn't end up boy, with a son,
right.
Like I still got me for sure. Like my
attitude,
daughter is.
Like,
I mean, just the way she be thinking.
Oh yeah.
Like the way she try to find her way around things, and like
she
strategized. She about to be 12 next month, and like she's so fucking sharp with like. It's like, if I tell her no, she going to try to come to me with a presentation on why I was wrong for telling her no and why I should tell her yes. And yeah. I was that kind of like, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, but I know I'm right. And I'm trying to just get you to see it. Even if you still tell me no.
Right.
Like, and that's her. And it'd be pissing me off because it'd be like,
stop it. Using your shit on you.
For sure. It'd be fucking me up. Like, she an artist. She draw. And that's what I do. I took her to the studio and she was just in there and she went in there and one of the homies let her record and she went in there and went and found the beat and told him what she wanted to do and made a whole record and had that joint bust down a song. And then I told her, look, you can come to the studio if you getting good grades. Like,
that's one thing you don't see like we used to when we was kids though.
What?
You know what I'm saying? It's young people and music. Like we had nigga, what was it we had? What was it? Jermaine Dupri had the group. They wore their clothes backwards.
Oh, Crisscross.
Crisscross.
Yeah.
We had Crisscross. Little Bow Wow before he was Bow Wow. You feel me? Had the little girls going. Like,
true.
Who do the kids listen to now on the young side besides these gangster rappers?
I don't know.
If my daughter listened to Rod 49. Sexy Red. Okay.
That's great. Well, she 15, though. That's different.
I don't give a damn. Let me tell you the first time I heard Sexy Red. So, let me tell you, we used to the car, and I'm like, okay, it's an all right little song, okay? Mm-hmm. And then I remember we was grooving, and my daughter got hype at this one part. She said, I ain't no scary bitch. I'm a hoe. I said, what the fuck? Hold on, turn this shit down. Wait, what the fuck she just say?
I don't know what's going on here. Like nigga, what?
I said, one thing about me, I like all type of music.
Yeah, so do I, but I ain't gonna lie, I don't like that shit. No, I do not like that shit.
I will put Sexy Red on, you feel me? I think she's hilarious. I think she a comedic fucking rapper. I mean, she does sell sex like a motherfucker, but the shit she says is fucking hilarious. Fucking funny. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, y'all, this is just episode one, so y'all done got a little taste of what's going to be on the Lulu. We going to be all over the place with shit, you know what I'm saying? Open discussion, you feel me? Hit me up if you want to be a guest on the show, you know, let me know.
Yeah, what's the page?
The Lulu with Lulu on Instagram, you feel me? Check it out. This will be on YouTube, so y'all will be able to tag and like and you know, subscribe and everything in a second. But, yep, I'll see y'all next time. Peace out.
Pew, 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 pew. It's going. All just right, like that. Guys.